is brought up to speed, okay?
All right.
All right, I wish you all well. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, as she said, my name is Shelby. I'm a supervisor here at PayPal. She did explain you're trying to get a refund for some unauthorized charges that went through your bank. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if there's certain questions I can answer, but generally, we can never refund this situation. The bank has to open up an unauthorized claim and pull that money back from the account.
Adrian?
Yes, as I've explained already, the bank is limited by a federal regulation that keeps us from even trying to request a pullback for our transactions after a 60-day period from the first fraudulent transaction.
So yeah. It's also the same regulation, to be honest. That would not be any different. But even if we do file this type of claim, a stolen bank account, we never refund the money. We always rely on the bank to pull it.
All the money is in that account. Like, what's going to happen to it?
In what account? I'm not sure what you're referring to.
In the PayPal account, that money that was
our PayPal account.
I'm sorry. Do you have this case number open? So did you read the notes? Apparently,
yeah.
Apparently we spoke with some with many people in PayPal, and they saying they were able to pull this fraudulent money back to PayPal, and the money sitting in this PayPal account, and all it's need to be just transferred to my bank account.
They shouldn't have told you that, and I'm sorry that they did, because it's not, if this were your PayPal account, sure, that'd be the case, but it's not. So I can't disclose anything that's on this account, whether that money's there or not. The only option in this situation is that your bank files a claim.
But the bank already filed a claim.
Okay. It doesn't seem like that's what happened.
So my question is...
the bank filed a claim?
So my question is, how can I get stolen money back? Apparently PayPal has
it. I am not sure. Or PayPal wouldn't be able to refund it, is what I'm trying to explain.
You have a 150 days warranty on these transactions. So basically, you were told by the people at PayPal that it was investigated, and the PayPal was able to get this money back, and all it need just to be transferred to my bank account. So basically, the problem only how it should be done.
So that's the process if it's your PayPal account. Somebody gets into your PayPal account, but that's not what happened. Somebody compromised your actual bank account number and put it on a different PayPal account. So there's no way for you to access this other account. So the only option we would have is for the bank to pull the money back. So if they're not willing to do that, then I don't have another option for you.
So basically...
Honestly, like, every single person that we've talked to has given us something and has, I feel like, simply lied to us about something. Because, someone just, told us that PayPal tried to send the money back, but you just told me that there was no way for PayPal to send the money back. Like, I don't understand. Like, you guys are pretty much making our client go around and around in circles. Like, I don't.
I'm sorry if somebody told you that, but I can assure you we didn't try. We don't do that in this situation. We, like I said, we solely rely on the bank to pull the money back. We don't have a way to refund it.
So it seems like you guys was able to recover this stolen money from my account, and now you're holding it. So basically, for me, it's not like PayPal stole the money from me now, because you guys have the money, you don't want to return it. How does it work? Should I file the court case against PayPal, or how does it work? I don't understand.
If that's what you feel like you need to do, sir, then by all means do that. All I can tell you is that our procedure for this, for a stolen bank account, is we file the fraud report, and then we would tell you to get in contact with your bank to file an unauthorized claim, and they would be the ones to pull that money back.
So basically you recover the stolen money, and now you're holding it, and it doesn't want to refund it to me, right? Is that what happened?
No, I didn't say that at all. No.
So where is the money? Where's the stolen money? You recover it, right?
I don't know, sir. Again, I'm not going to tell you if it's in this account or not, because it's not your account. So what I can tell you is the only way to get the money back is if the bank holds it.
Okay, so money was stolen from my account, and you were able to investigate this fraudulent transaction and return all these transactions. So basically, PayPal now have the money.
No, I did not say that whatsoever. I did not say that, sir.
So where is...
We filed the fraud report, and we would tell you to call your bank to file a claim. That's it.
We were told by several people at PayPal that money was recovered, and you guys, the PayPal, have it. The only problem is...
It would be recovered if your bank pulled it back. We don't have a way to refund you.
So you're going to hold this money?
There's no money in your account, sir.
I understand. It's not about my account. It's not my account at all involved.
No, I'm not going to talk about this, and I'm not going to discuss the other account with you. So wherever the money is, in order for you to get it back, your bank would have to pull it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so once again, money was stolen from my bank account by some fraudulent PayPal account. You were able to investigate it and get this money back to PayPal. So now money sitting in PayPal.
Did I say that? No.
So I mean, these calls are recorded. So we have all the calls that we've had.
And that's fine, and I'm sorry if somebody else gave you information, but I'm not going to do that. So regardless of where the person is,
five different people.
Okay. I understand it, and I'm sorry, but I'm a supervisor, so I'm going to be honest with you. That's not anything I can disclose to you. And even if it were, if the money was in there, we still don't have a way to refund it. So it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so how can we get this money back?
I don't have a resolution for you. If the bank won't file a claim, then I suggest you go to small claims court. I have no other option.
Okay, may we talk to your supervisor, please?
There's nobody else above me.
So you're highest person in the PayPal?
For customer service on the phone, yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Shelby.
Shelby. And how do you spell it?
S-H-E-L-C-Y. E as in boy, Y.
Oh, Shelby. Okay. So you're the supervisor. So how come we talk approximately with six different people on PayPal, and all of them told us that they were able to locate the money, and the money is on PayPal, kind of like PayPal has it,
even if it were, it doesn't matter. We still can't refund it. So that point that you're trying to make does not matter either way.
So basically, six people before they lied to us.
That's not at all what I said.
Because they told us completely opposite that you're saying.
I know what I know what they told you. I'm telling you, I cannot tell you if it's there or not. But even if it was, we can't refund it. So it really doesn't make a difference.
Okay. I guess we're gonna have to elevate it, this case.
Okay,
Shelby.
Well, I hope you have a good birthday.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Adrian, give me a call, please.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call.
Okay, thank you. Today is May 26, making call to PayPal.
How you doing today, Alexander?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm happy today.
I would like to talk to someone in limitation department.
This is it. Yep, I am a senior fraud agent. You're in the right spot.
Oh, okay, excellent. I would like to provide you the case number so you can get straight to the point. It's a PP-00674509-0095.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What's the email associated with your account, Alexander? Make sure I have the correct account pulled up here.
Say again.
Could you just verify the email that's associated with your account? Make sure I have the correct account pulled up here.
Oh, it's yourchoiceforyou@yahoo.com.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on one moment. Could you give me that number again? You said it's PP, right?
It's a PP-00674509-0095.
Okay, what's your question about this? It looks like this is a, in regards to someone else's account. Was your bank stolen or something like that?
Yes, basically what happened, someone, it seems like, I spoke previously with multiple person on PayPal, so they explained me that multiple PayPal users, they hacked into my bank account. They was able to some kind of connect to my bank account, and they made fraudulent transactions. It was many transactions, somewhere from July 26 to 10th of October, and approximately stole around $56,000 from my account, from my bank account.
Okay. So, yeah, did you take this up with your bank? Because that's how you're going to have to get this money back, is you are going to have to talk with your bank and file a claim with them. Did you do that?
Yes, I spoke with my banker, and they actually limited to 2 months only. So they actually was able to return me like 2 months, just first 2 months of the transactions. And the rest, they spoke to PayPal. And apparently, from my previous information from PayPal, apparently this money was PayPal investigated, and this money was recovered from this fraudulent transaction back to PayPal. And now basically what we was told, me and my banker, that we just waiting for this money to be moved back to my bank account.
Yeah, I don't know who told you that, but there's no way we can do that. Your bank was stolen. There's no way we can put that money in your bank account. In order for you to get the funds back, you have to go through your banking and file a claim with them. They have to be the ones to recover it, because we don't have a way of physically putting the money back in your bank. And when it's a stolen situation, we tell people to go to their financial institution, because a lot of times we don't have a way of getting them their money back, or we have trouble about it, especially when it's the bank, it's automatic. So, I mean, you got to talk with, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you got to talk with your bank. There's nothing that PayPal can do as far as getting the funds back. Your bank has to be responsible for getting all your funds back now. Well, all we did is we just verified it, shut the person down, kicked them off of PayPal, and then all the transactions that you said were unauthorized, we basically filed them, because we have to let the merchant know they're unauthorized, obviously, and that's what we did. But basically, your bank's going to have to be the one to recover the money.
Right, I spoke with the bank. The bank is limited. We were on the phone with PayPal, with my bank together, and basically we get to kind of a conclusion that the part of the transactions, which is 2 months, will be refunded by the bank, and the rest of the transactions will be refunded by PayPal, because seems like PayPal was able to recover all this money back. The only thing is we're just waiting to
that's what I'm telling you, sir. Your bank has to do it. We can't do anything. We're waiting for your bank to pull this money. So you got to contact your bank, and you got to tell them to file the claim. Now, if they're saying that they only go back 2 months, I'm sorry, sir. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it if the bank says they're only going back 2 months. But we can't. There's no way we can get this money to you unless your bank files a chargeback and requests the money to be pulled back. I mean, it's here. It's sitting here. But we got to wait for your bank to clear it out, because we can't do anything with the money unless the bank does it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. So basically, you were able to recover this money, and they sitting in the PayPal kind of like.
And basically, your bank will have to be the ones to initiate a chargeback to pull that money back.
Right. I just trying to understand. They sitting in the PayPal. My PayPal account, or is just like specific kind of like.
It's in the fraudulent PayPal account. So I see it's about 40 grand in the fraudulent PayPal account. So it looks like we did recover that money. But like I said, we don't have a way of getting it to you unless your bank contacts us and does a chargeback.
Right. And we basically tried that, because we understand you have a money, and we're just looking for the way to kind of like pull this money, and I'm kind of stuck between PayPal and the bank, because you guys have the money, but for some reason you cannot kind of like give it back to me without the bank request, and the bank request bank is limited by those 2 months, so kind of like
So, I mean, the best thing I can tell you, sir, is that if they only can go back 2 months, then unfortunately, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hate to tell you this, but you probably won't be able to get this money. I mean, it's not going anywhere. It's just going to sit here. But, I mean, we're not going to do anything with it. But, I mean, in order to get this money back, you've got to get your bank to do it, because we can't give you the money back.
Okay. My question, how long this money will be sitting in your kind of like security account?
Until your bank files a chargeback on it. If they never do, it'll just sit here for all eternity, basically. I mean, it's never going to go anywhere, so it just is going to sit here until your bank pulls it back. And how long we'll keep it there? Forever. Until your bank basically decides to do it.
Because it's kind of a strange situation. You cannot kind of like transfer this money to me, and bank cannot pull this money to me, so bank basically money kind of like stuck in your security account, and it's kind of like strange situation.
Yeah, Yeah, because the thing is that you're claiming that you had over $50,000 taken from you. And the thing is that the person stole your bank information and they ended up and used it on another account. So the thing is that we can't move this money to another account or we can't do anything with it until the bank requests that money back because it is a lot of money. And the thing is that we don't have a whole lot of, we can't just move the money from one account to another because we don't have all the information that we need to make that happen. And especially when it's about this amount of money, we can't. So we have to allow the bank to pull the money back.
Okay. And what kind of information should I provide so you guys will be able to move this money back to account?
There's nothing you can... What I'm trying to tell you, sir, is it's either your bank has to pull the money back or unfortunately you can't or you're not going to be able to get the money back. Because if your bank is saying that they only go back 2 months, there's nothing we can do because we go back 6 months. We go back 180 days. And once the customers go past that 180-day mark, we tell them, boom, you can't dispute it no more. So basically your bank is saying you can't dispute more than 2 months. So unfortunately, if your bank's not going to pull the money back, unfortunately, you won't be able to get this money back, sir. So that's the only way we can give it back to you.
Right. But it seems like under PayPal policy, I will be able to go all 6 months, right?
Under PayPal's policy, but this is not a PayPal policy. This is somebody stealing your bank information and using it on PayPal. So it's basically your bank's policy is in force at this time. If this charge would have took place on your PayPal account and it went through PayPal, then yes, the 6 months is there. But this situation is determined by your bank and their policy. So if they say they only go back 2 months, unfortunately, they won't be able to recover that other money that was taken from you. I hate to tell you that, sir. I'm very sorry.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like it's still kind of like all this money was stolen through PayPal. Is it my account or someone account? Because it just seems like all transfer was made through PayPal, right?
Well, we're just a payment processing company. We just process the payments. They got your bank account information, created a PayPal account with it, and did it. We had nothing to do with that. So the thing is that we just process the payments. So all because we process the payments doesn't mean that it's basically PayPal. It's basically someone stole your bank information and came to PayPal. Say, for instance, you never had a PayPal account. Say, for instance, you never had one before. Well, it's not really a PayPal situation. It's your bank situation because they filed a charge with us. It's just like if you had an unauthorized charge with Walmart. Well, Walmart's not going to be the company to give you your money back. Your bank is going to be the one to give you the money back because you didn't authorize it. And that's how it works with PayPal, same way.
Right, but you were able to kind of like get this money back, right? So recover this money. So basically, they just sitting in PayPal security account. So
because we're waiting for your bank to pull it back. So it's not like we're holding this money or we're making any profit off of it or anything like that. You know, we don't want the money. It's just that we have to allow your bank to pull this money back because this is a stolen bank situation. So that's why we have to allow them to take it back for you.
Okay, so basically it's kind of like stuck situation. You cannot move it back to me. And the bank cannot pull it, so this apparently my money gonna sit in PayPal account like forever, you say?
It's just gonna sit here forever. I mean, you know, till PayPal doesn't operate no more. You know, I don't know, but pretty much that's just how it is. Cause yeah, we can't move this money or do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. And yep. I understand it was multiple PayPal accounts, right? Not like it was one person, it was a multiple person.
From what I'm seeing, it's one person. They were the ones who made all these transactions. I'm showing that they were the one who did the full $51,000. So it was only one person did this.
Because I see many different names.
Oh, well, the names that you're seeing is where they sent the money to. So all those names and merchants that you're seeing on your statements, that's where the money went to. It's not who did it. It's just where the money was sent to. But the person who actually did it was just one person, one PayPal account.
Oh, okay. So basically one person stole the money from my bank, and then he was sending this money to different people, right?
Yep, different people buying stuff. Yep, that's basically what they were doing with the money.
Is it possible that maybe I can claim the money directly from that person, or the person doesn't have this money anymore because you pull it back, right?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know if you'll be able to pull the money from the person, because for one, the person who was with PayPal, the person who we kicked off PayPal is no longer able to use PayPal anymore. Mm-hmm. And then for two, we don't even know if this is a real person that owns this account. A lot of times when these fraudsters create accounts with stolen banks and cards, they'll put a complete fake name on the account. So we don't even know if this is the actual person who did this.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm gonna try to talk to my banker again, and you'll see.
Yeah, try to talk with them and see what they can do. Let them know, like, hey, PayPal can't do anything. They can't move this money because this happened on a complete different account. Your bank was stolen, and there's no way we can get that money back to you. Let them know, like, hey, we got the money waiting for them. All they got to do is just do a chargeback to get the money back for you. Mm-hmm. And then we'll give it to them right away, and then they can give it to you if they're willing to do that. You might want to go to a branch and maybe talk to a manager or something. That might be the best thing to do. A lot of times when you're talking to them on the phone, they don't like to really be too much of a help. You might have to go into a branch, demand to speak to a supervisor, and see if there's something that they can do, or at least try to retract at least half of this money back for you, if anything.
Right. From your experience,
okay.
Did you have this kind of situation before? Did people was able to do something with the bank or some other ways?
I don't know. I mean, really, I just tell people what I told you, and then from there, I don't know what happens. You know, I do see a lot of cases where when people get their bank stolen, the money will sit here, and then their bank will come and talk to us about it, and they'll pull the money back. The problem is every bank has their own policy on how far they go back. Some go back a couple months like yours, and then Chase, who I know about, goes back as far as a year. So some banks go back as far as a year, some go only a month or two. So we just don't know.
I see.
It all depends on your bank and what their policies is, pretty much.
I got it.
Yep. Okay. All right. Did you have any additional questions or concerns for me today, sir?
That's it. Thank you very much. You was very helpful. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. You have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.